You mentioned that you weren't sure that the Catholic seminary was ever a good match for you. You said something to that effect. What was it that moved you towards going to Catholic seminary, and what clarity was it that allowed you to move in a different direction?
Well, I was always really interested in social justice. When I was in college, I was a couple years into college, and wrestling was great at all, but at this point I had kind of moved beyond the anger that was fueling it, so it was a little more boring to me. So I started looking for a different outlet, and I found the Newman Center, which is driven by a really social justice-oriented pastor, and I've always been really interested in it. Reconciliation and ecumenism and interreligious dialogue is just what interests me. I had the idea that for me to work with reconciliation and work with ecumenism and interreligious dialogue, the best platform for me to do that was within the Catholic Church. So that's what I pursued. You know, for the most part, it was a really bad experience. So, you know, but part of me is really, really happy that it was, because I'm a fairly stubborn person. And when I say I'm going to do something, that usually means that I'm going to do something. And so for me, I think for me to leave that kind of commitment, it had to be really bad. My main goals, if you listen to my music and you listen to me talk, are still about ecumenism and interreligious dialogue and reconciliation, first and foremost. So those goals and those missions haven't changed at all. I think the platform that I'm using to try to attain those goals has changed.
You know, I really don't want to give any black eyes to the Catholic Church. I was raised Catholic, even though I'm Quaker now, and it was a good upbringing for me. It was a positive experience for me. It just didn't fit for where I needed to be eventually. You said that the seminary experience was a bad experience for you. Do you care to put any more flesh on that statement?
I think the Catholic Church has made a lot of mistakes over the past and continues to every day. But I think there's a lot of really great and amazing people in the Catholic Church as well. Me personally, it was a really unhealthy living situation. I found that living in the religious communities that I was living in was really unhealthy. And I know that people say this a lot, but the truth of the matter is there are predators who live in are kind of hidden by the Catholic Church. So in my instance, it was a situation where people wanted to have a relationship with me that I wasn't interested in having with them. And I was young at the time. I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to process it. I didn't know how to notice the red flags and deal with them appropriately. And so part of that's on me, but it was just a really unhealthy living situation. And it kind of became all consuming. And so after about 6 months of kind of this awkwardness, one of my classmates broke into my room in the middle of the night, and it was just awkward. And I wish that would have been the end of it, but it wasn't. I mean, it just was like, you can't make up any more unhealthy living situation. It was just a really unhealthy living situation. And like I said, I'm grateful that it was that bad and that destructive, because otherwise I'd probably still be there, not as happy as I could be, not as happy as I am now.
Well, it sounds like you are in a happy place now, and that probably brings up all kinds of good music that just burbles out of you, you know? So what other music has come up for you? What other music has come through you?
Well, almost immediately after I left seminary, I met my partner, and he's amazing. We've been together now for 5 years. We're getting married in October. I'm very excited about the whole thing. So why don't we go ahead and play Lover, which is a love song.
This is Tom Goss and his song, Lover.
Winter rain, it falls too hard. Take my hand and take my heart. In these times when we're apart, you are still my lover. I can feel your whisper close, like the sweetness of a rose. When I turn, I hear your voice. You're my only lover. They say that everyone thousand years of love may come to wrap you up and tie your bones. Well, I've got mine.